Hello, hello, hello. I'm so excited to be here with you tonight. Thank you so much for being here. And as we wait for everybody to get onto the call, just a little bit of astrology. Mercury goes direct on Sunday, yay. And it's in Sagittarius, and full moon in Gemini on Sunday too, and that's in Gemini. So Gemini is opposite Sagittarius. So you could chart yourself, you could get a chart at astro.com and find out how that's influencing you in your life. And the other thing I wanted to share with you is the other day in meditation, the falcon came to me. The falcon god came. First, the information came as falcon. I'm the falcon god. And I thought, oh my gosh, what's going on here? But falcon in ancient Egypt, the falcon god in ancient Egypt is Horus, the sky god. And what Horus represents is the balancing of the good and the bad, or the positive and negative. In ancient Egypt, it was between the upper and lower Egyptian cosmology. So that was really interesting. And it's also about the ego and soul, which is what we've been working on for the last few years, is balancing the ego and the soul, or dismantling the ego to get to the soul. And I usually do a healing every month, and then I try to do a free event. I haven't been really good this year about free events, but I'm going to try to do more of them in 2025. But in January 16th, we start a whole new cycle of healing, monthly healing, a new format. It's moving beyond the ego, and it's about embodying different qualities, like embodying kindness and love and compassion. And it's set up with a little talk, a little monthly note about what the energy is all about and how to work with it, and then a guided practice. And you're free to join that. It is a paid healing. And then I'll try to do more free events as well in 2025. And let's see. So I just want to welcome everyone. Thank you so much for being here. I'm Kumari Devi. Thank you so much for being part of the group energy tonight. It's 12:12. A good day for manifestation. And if we look at 12:12 and we vibrate the one, you know, we add 1, 2, 1, 2, we come to 33, which is a master number. And if we break that down a little further, 12:12:24, we come to a 5. And 5 is the number of change, time for change, especially with the onset of Pluto and Aquarius. So we're in this, we're getting a new president here in the United States. And so lots of, we see all the changes that are happening. And we're going to Egypt. And so we'll see what transpires after that. I just want to say, hopefully everybody got on. If you're new to me, I don't make any judgments about anything or anyone, okay? I had a spiritual awakening happen in the mid-1980s. I'm definitely aging myself. I fell in love with everything, and it took a few years for the belief systems to break down. But my mind went silent. And I'm known for very deep shadow work, dismantling the ego, freeing the mind so that you could think positively about yourself. I try to keep the mind even. If you work with me one-on-one, you'll know that I don't make any judgment about experiences. You know, try to keep the mind even. Don't take sides. Don't criticize the experience, because then you go back into a belief system that is not life-enhancing. And my intuition is finely tuned. I'm able to read the slightest fluctuations of energy. And I do that particularly with releasing subconscious traumas I could go into the mind and rewire the neural pathways. And I've been working with Divine Feminine since the 1990s. And I believe we all work with her. We all have our own influences of Divine Feminine energy in our lives, and we are feminine, so we have that influence with other women, friends, and your mothers. And I also do a lot of behind-the-scenes planetary work for the planet and for women around the world. Since my mind is silent, I have a very vivid imagination. So just follow along the best you can. And it's not so much about what is said, but about the energy and tapping into that energy. I weave channeling into a guided practice. So just keep up the best you can. You don't need to listen to my words. A lot of people who get on the phone with me fall asleep. That's okay. But we'll see what happens tonight. So let's get started. Everybody should be on by now. It's okay to lay down. It's okay to sit. But if you sit, try to keep your back straight, but not rigid or uncomfortable. Please find yourself in a comfortable place away from family and pets. And as you do so, start to take long, deep breaths. And relaxing the body as you breathe. So relaxing your shoulders. You could wiggle your wrists or your ankles back and forth. You could wiggle your hips just to get your essence into the body and releasing your day. And it's somewhat difficult to breathe on command. So take that breathing as long and deep breaths as you can. And as you breathe in inhalation, you could bring it up to your third eye, touching the breath into your third eye, the bridge of your nose. And you could hold it for a couple seconds and then release it. Settling into your seat. Sinking down into the body, relaxing, letting go. No distractions. And if you're sitting, just push your bum down into your seat. That will elongate your spine. If you're a good breather, you can pull the breath up to your third eye and hold it for a little longer, like 4 or 5 seconds, and then an exhalation. Or you could put your hands on your gut, your second chakra there, and breathe through that second chakra. Long, deep, rhythmic breath is very healing. That prana is very healing to the physical body and to your mind. Give yourself space to completely forget about everything else happening in your world. Give yourself permission to be here, and that you're not distracted by anything else. Not a TV, not the computer, not the phone. You could put me on speakerphone. Just relax into your space. Beautiful. We're going to start. We're going to welcome here the Divine Feminine, a present and alive frequency. She's calling to you, primordial, Mother of the universe, awaken the light within, awaken love. Hathor, the queen of Ra, the sun, holding the crown of sacred geometry. I am Hathor. I am known in Egypt and the world as divine feminine, created to infuse love into the collective, weaving and healing the separation between the dark and the light. Look to the night sky and call to me, ancient ones from Siris. I have embodied Isis and Mary, a dreamline to your galactic sun and to Earth. Connect with me. I am divine feminine. Pull your attention to your base chakra. The color here is red. And imagine that you're sitting on a red disc. See that red color right under your bum, like a little fire. Imagine it. You're lighting a fire at your root chakra. The color here is red. It's vibrant and nourishing. Yes, like that. Just imagine you're sitting on a red plate. Beautiful. Red is grounding you, pulling your awareness into this physical body. It ignites the energy, the kundalini here at base chakra. And here at base chakra, in that red energy, place a seed. Imagine dropping a seed into that red light or that red plate. Just like that. Perfect. And just spin that chakra clockwise, so that's right to left. Just imagine it. Just imagine that you are spinning it from right to left. Yes, like that. So if you were looking down at your bum, you would be sitting on a red plate. And just so slightly, it's rotating clockwise. And place a seed there. Beautiful. There you go. There you go. I could see that. I could feel that. Beautiful. Take your attention to the second chakra. That's above the base chakra. The color here is orange. Just imagine like a plate or a disc inside your physical body. It's on the horizontal plane. It's flat. So if you would look down into your system, you would see this orange disc. And the spine is in the center. So it's like this orange light going around clockwise. Yeah, like that. Perfect. Orange is the color of healing. Second chakra holds the energy of disappointment, jealousy, envy, hurt, lack, not feeling enough. It's the subconscious of the body. So just imagine that energy, that orange light going around like in a circle, and the spine is in the center, and it's just going clockwise right to left. Yeah, like that. Perfect. We hold a lot of energy as women in our second chakra. It's the uterus and the small intestines and the descending colon, our hips. are affected by second chakra. Breathe love into the orange and change the alchemy of emotional suffering to awakened consciousness. Place a seed in that orange light. Let that energy heal any feelings of not being enough, unworthiness, disrespect, lack, disappointment, envy, any hurt, emotional hurt. And let that orange light change the vibration of those qualities that you hold on to. And release that emotional suffering. Yes, like that. You could imagine that you're just throwing little pebbles into that orange light, and each pebble represents an emotion or a feeling, like feeling not enough, or feeling of lack, or disappointment, or jealousy, or envy. You might have a big bushel basket of hurt. Just dump that whole basket of hurt into that orange light. And as you breathe love into that orange, it changes that emotional suffering to awakened consciousness. And just drop a seed into that orange light. We'll let the base chakra continue and the second chakra continue to heal and energize. And we're going to move up here to the third chakra, pulling your attention to solar plexus. And the color here is yellow. And this is the house of fear and anger. Again, imagine like a yellow disc in your solar plexus. It's on the horizontal point. And it goes from right to left. If you look down, it would be going clockwise. Yellow, the chakra of yellow, and the house of fear and anger. So let that yellow light gather up any fear and anger issues. Like it feels like the energy of that yellow is like a magnet, and it's absorbing all of the fear and anger issues that you might experience. Or you could imagine throwing fear like a pebble into the yellow light. And here too, you might have a bushel basket of pebbles that you just dump into the yellow light. Third chakra, yellow, personal power. This is your personal power center. This is your gut feeling. This is the stomach and the pancreas and the liver, and the gallbladder, and the transverse colon. So breathe love into the yellow and change fear and anger into peace and harmony. And place a seed in the third chakra. Yes, there you go. Beautiful. So what we're doing here is we're opening up the nadis along the central nervous system, the Sushumna nadi. to allow the flow of energy up the spine and up to the crown chakra. So you can imagine like the spine is in the middle of those chakras. Yes, good, doing very well. We're going to move upward to the heart, and the color here is pink. Nurturing. You could imagine a rose in the heart chakra. Color is pink. And again, on the horizontal plane, you see this disc in your heart center, this pink, going from right to left. And in it is that rose. You could see it in the middle of the heart chakra, or you could see it floating in the pink light of the heart chakra. Yes, like that. So here we're going to spiral out any misgivings or agendas that you hold on to about yourself or other people. And also any hurt feelings. And let that pink light transform those misgivings or hurt and we're going to spiral down deeper into that heart chakra and evoke your knowing. The knowingness of love. We're going to move away the hurt and allow the love to come to the surface. Yeah, like that. Perfect. I like it. It feels great. Letting go of agendas. Agenda is like an expectation on something. You want something to happen, you're holding energy towards it, just let it go. Good, that's good. So letting go of those expectations on love, any misgivings that you've been holding on to. Similarly, a misgiving is like an expectation. Letting it all go, spiraling down further, go deeper into that pink light and evoke the knowingness of you. I know. I am. And listen to your heart. She guides you home to the divine within. Yes, like that. Beautiful. And place a seed in the heart chakra. And clearing out the emotional debris, and we're aligning, stacking those colors from the red, the orange, the yellow, and now the pink. And that Shushumna Nadi channel is going right through the center. It's opening, energizing the physical body. And we're placing seeds in the red chakra, in the orange chakra, in the yellow chakra, and now here, the heart chakra. Beautiful. We're going to ascend up to the throat chakra. The color here is blue. and the heart, the throat chakra goes from right to left. There's a plate or disc in your chakra. You might start coughing a little bit or clearing your throat. That's a good sign. Yes, like that. The color is blue. It goes from right to left. And here we're going to dissolve the fears of speaking up for yourself. So you could imagine your fears jumping into that blue light. Or you can imagine it as a pebble, gravel, you're throwing into the blue light. And feel the warmth of that deep blue color. It's warming your throat chakra. It's healing and energizing. So if you have a hard time saying no to people or speaking up for yourself, just imagine those ideas as a pebble or a rock and throw that rock right into the blue light to transform it. Yeah, it's like that. Beautiful. Perfect. And don't forget to leave a seed in that chakra. So we have the red chakra going, it's still there. It's nourishing your body and nurturing you. And the orange is clearing out the subconscious of the body with patterns and beliefs about you. The yellow chakra clearing out the fear and the anger in solar plexus, clearing your personal power, the heart. Letting go of expectations and throat, speaking up for yourself, releasing your fear, dissolving those fears. We're going to move up here to the third eye chakra. The color here is purple. And again, just imagine a smaller disc going around in your mind, clockwise. It's on the horizontal plane. Just like a record, an album, record album, going around in a circle. Just imagine it. And we're going to clear out those limiting thoughts, judgments, unnecessary dogma. Spiral white light into that purple color to enlighten the mind. So you can imagine any negative thinking or limited thinking that you might have about yourself in particular. That it's like a pebble and you're going to throw that pebble into that purple light and transform it to enlighten your mind, to make it brighter and more alive. Yes, like that. Perfect. Throwing those any negative thinking about yourself or the people in your life, throw that into that purple light and like a blender, just blend it all up to enlighten your mind. You're enlightening the mind to pure awakened consciousness by releasing or letting go or dissolving away memory, limiting beliefs. And place the seed in the third eye chakra. Beautiful, beautiful. Moving up to the crown chakra. And just imagine like a golden cap on the top of your head. And it's going to open the center outwards. And it connects you to the cosmic rays of love and abundance. We're stacking all the plates all the way from the red to the orange to the yellow, the pink, the blue, the purple, and now gold, the gold chakra, the crown chakra. And here, as you connect into the cosmic ray of love and abundance, imagine it like a thread. And you're going to thread down into the third eye and pull that golden thread of love and abundance down into the throat chakra, into the blue, and into the heart chakra, the pink. Yes, like that. And pull it down into the solar plexus, into the yellow. And down into the second chakra, the orange, sacral chakra. And down into the base chakra, the red chakra. Yes, beautiful, beautiful. Anchoring the memory of love into you and into your biology. Beautiful, beautiful energy. So the key to unlocking the codes of memory comes from the activation of the Kundalini energy. And we have opened up that Sushumna Nadi, the channel, the central nervous system channel, as the Kundalini raised with each one of your chakras. You place the seed there. And each of those seeds represents a truth, your truth. And so you're awakening to your truth at each chakra point. So yes, beautiful. Anchoring the love of the goddess energy, divine feminine energy, into each one of your chakras. With that golden thread weaving through each one of those chakras, igniting the memory of truth in each of your chakra points. So the activating the seed memory to remember who you are, divine feminine. Call to your divine feminine. Call to her now from other lives, other star systems, or for the ancients, or from Egypt, call her to come join you, to awaken in each one of your chakra points. Beautiful, beautiful energy. Deep within you is the memory of your divinity. Ask the divine feminine to come with you into this incarnation to remember the memory of your divine self. Pull her into your heart chakra. The closer she comes to you, closer to the heart she comes, the more that rose begins to bloom. And say to yourself, I am divine. I am love. I remember I am divine. I remember I am divine. I remember I am love. So you can see that rose. I can see the roses in your heart chakra. The rose in your heart chakra is blooming. I could smell it. It smells fabulous. Love always comes from unconditional. Love is woven today into each one of your chakra points to help you remember, I am divine. I am love. To help you embody love and live from love. It's beautiful energy. So all your chakras are aligned, and that kundalini energy, you might feel it in your base chakra coming, rising up to your crown. It's okay if your body moves, if you feel the kundalini energy or not, doesn't matter. If you do feel it, it might rock the body. It might sway the body from front to back or side to side. That's okay. But most importantly, you're weaving the memory of your divine feminine, as you called her, from other lives. From other star systems, from the ancients, and from Egypt, to come meet you in this life. You're anchoring her into your self-awareness, into a conscious awareness of I am love and I am divine. Beautiful. Beautiful energy, beautiful energy. I'm just going to slightly close your crown chakras a little, not tight, but just close them down a little. It'll be easier to navigate today. But you have woven that golden thread, that cosmic ray of love and abundance through each of your chakras, igniting that seed of truth and divinity, the divine feminine energy, into your body awareness, into your mind, and into your heart. Beautiful. I hope you feel it. It is so beautiful, so energized, so energized. So I'll stop the spin on that base chakra, the red chakra. And so that red chakra will come stationary, stable. And stopping the spin on the orange chakra. Just imagine it being still. Yes, like that. And then stopping the spin on the yellow chakra, the solar plexus, and just into stillness, peace. And the heart chakra, just bring that pink light to stillness and see that rose blooming in your heart chakra. Great. And then in the throat chakra, just imagine that blue plate or disc still. And then in your third eye chakra, which is the purple chakra, just still the mind. Beautiful. And you could see, I could see the seeds placed in each one of your chakras. They are golden seeds of manifestation. So let them manifest for you. Let the divine feminine, help you manifest abundance and love into your lives. Be helpful in the next few weeks to recite, I am divine and I am love. So to help the mind stay present, you could say, I remember I am divine. I remember I am love. Beautiful. So the energy, the Sushumna Nadi is open, and you might feel energy running up and down your spine. Your body might rock back and forth. That's okay. Just let it unwind any traumas or emotions that you've been holding on to. You might scream when you get off the phone. It's okay. Just let the energy out. I just ask that, hopefully no one's going to do this, but that no pot or alcohol tonight. Try to stay off the internet if possible. Please don't go into a large group of people. You'll shut everything down. You can stay in this meditation as long as you want or as long as you can. And to keep embodying love and living from the love of the divine feminine in you. If you need to get grounded, you could tap your forehead a couple times very gently, or you could tap the top of your head very gently. It'll bring you back into this reality. And drink a lot of purified water when you get off the phone tonight. It also helps ground you. I hope that you have felt something tonight. Don't worry if you haven't. Just let the energy be with you and see how you do tomorrow and the next couple of days it might take to integrate what happened tonight. Try not to overthink it or, you know, wonder what's going to happen. Try to keep your mind still in the stillness rather than questioning what's going on. So every time you question something, you pop back into ego. And if you could just stay in the stillness of the energy, you're in your divinity. It's bringing your self, your self-awareness to this present moment, which is called mindfulness. Beautiful. Thank you so much for being part of the group energy. I'm so grateful to have you here. Namaste, namaste to everyone. Happy holidays. And thank you again for being part of this Divine Feminine.